had like an unbelievable day, and that yesterday, obviously yesterday, massive day for the county and for that team, but great feeling personally, and for the Oiler boys I suppose it's a massive feeling, like, but getting over the line, because we were always there thereabouts for a while but never really saw it out to an extent. But just, it's a strange feeling because it's, you're overcome with emotion, and you see a wild lot, like now for instance, comparing it to 2018 when you're in the receiving end of losing the final, it's, I think it probably moulded a lot of the players, like, but it's an unbelievable feeling, unbelievable, and it's class.
And that disappointment must have driven you boys that were involved in 2018, and you had to go out there and you had to put that right.
You know inside the circle that it's there, but it's just, I suppose, getting it out to an extent, that in certain games, getting the best performances that you can, that you have inside you, to get them out. And it's easy saying it, but it's an unbelievable group, like, and it's probably as strong as it's been for a long, long time, like, and the bench is, like, so obviously there's a starting 15, and then there's a 26, and then there's a panel of maybe 35, 40 boys that are absolutely killing each other when it comes to training to get on to a 26, so it's, like, there's an unbelievable standard, and it's just class to be involved, to be part of it, and to sort of set a bit of history for Tyrone again, you know.
And you're standing at the, in the heart of that defence. What happened in Killarney was, it was a sort of a watershed, and you had to change things around. You must be proud of those boys around you, that they conceded one goal in the entire championship after that.
Well, like, Killarney, to be fair, Killarney was one of them games that sort of set a stall for us, that we had a, we knew we weren't that bad, and Kerry are obviously an unbelievable side, like, but we knew they weren't that much better than us either, but on the other side of it, we weren't that bad, and the scoreline obviously reflects certain games, and it sort of tells a story on its own, but we knew we could match a man for man, and obviously we did match a man for man. There's certain games you go out and you know that, like, if over the noughties, like, Tyrone played Kerry at 03, 05, 08 and had their number, and then there was sort of this stigma over the teams that were coming after that they could never match it, and this team sort of nailed it. You know, that they had to rethink things, and you had to answer the questions that were asked to you all the time, and the questions were being asked all the time, and you wanted to answer them, and it's not well easy answering them at times, but we did answer them. This year we answered them massively, turned the tables on its head completely, and it's just, it's class, it really is class.
And just one last thing, the management came in and they give you that freshness, and maybe a new way of thinking, some new ideas to get things going again.
It just was different. It's not that the personnel changed. The personnel, like, 90% of the players were there, stayed there. But, like, obviously a different voice and different ideas. And, like, obviously Mickey had, like, set a stall out for Tyrone for a long time. And, like, we weren't a million miles away in 2019. And probably could have, if we got over the line against Kerry, we might have run the Dubs close. But that's a story in its own. But it's not a case that, like, that man set a stall for Tyrone for 20 years. You know, when, like, Fergal and Brian have taken it up, and fingers crossed for the next 20 years it's going to be the same, and it'll just keep going and going and going, you know.